Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nyman who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nyman. Pinson reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Squires. Pinson scores. Cowens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Patek steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jefferson. Patek moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. White takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Downing and he is safe. White steals second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields the ball and throws to Leonard covering. Safe. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. White hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Nyman moves to third. Squires moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nyman scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Dent moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent scores. Kelly moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Patek steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta strikes out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nyman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Gossage now pitching. Amos Otis pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston, who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 White Sox. Tony Soleta pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wolford scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Tony Soleta. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Al Cowens now playing right field. Amos Otis now playing center field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. the Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.